Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 24 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. Today's topic is a profoundly important topic. It's something that I've made mistakes in, and I've paid consequences for it. And I don't want you to make those same kinds of mistakes. So I want you to pay attention here. So today's topic is going to be consequences, not appearances. Consequences, not appearances. And the anchor scripture I'm going to be using for my discussion today is Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. It says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end is destruction. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end is destruction." There are many people that have taken ways and roads and paths in life that seem really good, but then that road led down to hell, right? So the goal of today's podcast is to prevent you from taking those roads in the first place. So what is a consequence? A consequence is the result, is the outcome of something. Like, for example, if you study really hard for your exams and you get an A in your class, the consequence of you studying hard, right, was you doing well. But if you don't study and you get an F and you fail the class and you have to repeat the class or you get kicked out of school, that was the consequence of your actions. Now, the thing is, whether you like it or not, your actions have consequences. Your actions have consequences. But the thing is, many times the way the devil deceives people is to have them focus on the appearance of something and not the consequence of something. They focus on the shiny parts, but then they don't count, what is the exact underlying of this thing, right? So one thing I want to tell you today is you really should be careful about not starting what you cannot finish, right? Don't start what you cannot finish, right? The thing is, many people, again, they look at the shiny appearance of things, but they don't look at the long-term repercussions. Like, say, for example, there are some cars. Again, anyone that has any good, decent knowledge of cars knows that there are many cars in this world that look very shiny. They look very pretty. They look very beautiful on the outside. But those cars will be money pits. You will literally dig yourself into a massive long-term financial hole having those cars, right? So one thing I encourage you to do, don't just look at the shiny. Don't just look at appearances, right? Even the Bible says that God does not look at outward appearances. God looks at the heart, right? God weighs things. So I will encourage you, weigh things before you jump into them, right? Esau just looked at the food, just looked at the bread he was getting. He did not look deeply into his destiny that he was trading for pennies on the dollar, right? And look at the Bible says that, even if he sought it with tears, there was no chance of repentance. It's very important. Actions have consequences. Don't just look at the shiny. Again, look at the underlying. Count the cost. Weigh the consequences. Because again, the devil is very good at making you look at the appearances of things. He doesn't make you look at the cost. When you're about to commit sin, the devil shows you how pleasurable it is. He doesn't show you the long-term repercussions, right? Doesn't show you the long-term repercussions. Even when the devil was tempting our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, what did he do? He showed him all the kingdoms of the world, showed him the world in its glory. But he did not show him the eternal damnation that comes with serving the devil and not serving God, right? So it's very important to be careful. Like, you see some people, they've made, they're like, wow, this, if we rob this bank, we'll get a few millions in a few minutes, right? But they're just focused on that, right? They never see the manhunt that will ensue for them by the police while they're trying to chase them. The no peace, no settlements, the distorted family dynamics and everything that will come from that bad act, right? So again, even like sexual immorality, right? That's one thing the devil uses to challenge a lot of young people these days, right? You show them that, wow, this thing, this pornography, this sexual immorality, these things, wow, it's so pleasurable. Wow, you're going to really enjoy yourself. But at the end of the day, that thing is, I mean, the Bible says that there are not many sins that destroy your person, but that sexual immorality is one of those things that injures your own soul. Right? The devil doesn't tell you about the sexually transmitted diseases that you can get from doing that. The devil doesn't tell you about like the problems that may arise There are some people that their destiny and their futures have been completely destroyed because they could not keep it within their pants, right? So it's very, very, very important. Always weigh the consequences, right? I don't want your testimony in the future to be, oh, had I known. No, because that, oh, had I known, is a testimony of regret, right? It's not a testimony of rejoicing. No, it's a testimony of regret. And I don't want you to share those kinds of testimonies, right? Like, for example, you see many people, especially in the younger generation these days, right? Or with people that gamble, they're like, wow, I can make millions from this very quick bet. Oh, I can make millions from this very quick bet. But they're not looking at the financial ruin they could come to, right? Like, for example, a classic example of this is early this year, right? There were these meme stocks. And these things actually still happen now. There were these meme stocks where you see some people on some Reddit subs. Again, I'm not going to defame anyone or anything here. But you, if you listen to this podcast, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So there were some Reddit subs. There's this place called Wall Street something something something. I'm going to leave it at that, right? And we're like, wow, this stock is going to the moon. Oh, wow, this thing is taking on a rocket-like trajectory, right? And they kept talking. You see some people, they took on credit card debt. They loaned money and everything to go all in on these things, right? And then they completely lost it all. That's the thing that Solomon says in the Bible, that there's nothing new under the sun. There's literally nothing new under the sun, right? You see all these people, some people, they went all in. And then you notice, right? It's almost like, sometimes I see stories like this, I'm like, oh, this is going to end badly. This is going to end badly. I've seen this play out so many times, right? Oh, no. This time is different. And then you notice a few days later, when this stock plummets 40%, 50%, 60%, 80%, these people have lost everything. You see some of these people, they go and commit suicide because of the heavy losses that they've sustained, right? So before you jump into a business, before you jump into an investment, count the cost. Ask yourself, can I afford to lose this money? Is this a prudent investment? Like, you see some people, they're like, oh, cryptocurrency is always going up. Again, I have nothing against cryptocurrency, right? But again, you got to be prudently skeptical. I'm not saying you cannot make moves in life, but before you make moves, be prudently skeptical. Right? A person that is prudently skeptical will spend some time counting the consequences, weighing the cost, seeing the effects of that thing they're doing. When you count those things and you've carefully considered them, then you can then move in faith and take the right decisions, right? Because you've done a deep dive, you've done deep research, right? But when you're going in without counting the cost, I'm telling you, you're setting yourself up for potential disaster. So again, it's very, very, very important. Do things in order in life. Count the cost. Count the consequences first before you start focusing on the appearance. So one decision that I would say that is costly but is very helpful for a person's life is a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not going to be an easy road. It's not going to be an easy journey. A life of faith, a life of righteousness takes a lot from you, but it's one of those things where the cost is well worth it in the end. So if you want to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I confess I'm a sinner. I forsake all my sins. I repent of all my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Cleanse me in your blood. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to live for you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have just said this prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you, find the Bible, read it, do what it says, and your life will get better, right? Start from the book of John. The book of John is a wonderful, amazing place to start. And then another thing I will say is seek the company of other believers, right? Find the Bible-believing church. Right? Go fellowship with other believers, right? And your life will get better. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a church that is very popular all over the world. There's probably a parish near you somewhere. Just do a search and find the Bible believing church, because again, there are many churches that have those appearances. They have a form of godliness. They appear to be a church, but if you look underneath, if you look at the underbelly, they don't preach the word of God. They do things that are clearly not in line with the word of God. So I'll encourage you again, consider the consequences, weigh the costs before going for appearances, and all will be well with you. Until next time, have a wonderful day and God bless you. Thank you.